And now we're joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Well, good morning. And once again, thanks for being with us, Lucas. It's great.
So the House of Representatives killed an impeachment resolution yesterday with not enough Democrats being in support. What are your thoughts on this divide within the party?
Well, first of all, it shows you the incredible skill and power that the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, has. She's determined not to have an impeachment yet. She wants to go forward. She wants to win an election. And she thinks that an impeachment will screw that up. I don't know if she's right, but it just shows that she really is in firm command of her house. She's a person who just is going to guide this with great power and dexterity. And she's been doing that all along. She knows that there's a huge number of people who want impeachment in this country. They think he deserves it. I happen to be one of them. Nevertheless, she thinks it's a tactical mistake to do it. I'm sure she agrees with it also. In fact, one of her top people, Gerald Nadler, is from the west side of Manhattan, and he knows that his people won't put up with anything less. So he has broken with the Speaker and says he's for it. I'm sure that she understands where he's coming from. There's an old saying in politics that if you follow the Speaker, you're in the tank, and every once in a while she'll let you, quote, off the hook because she knows that you have a political dilemma, and I'm sure that's the case with Nadler right here. Nevertheless, Representative Green's motion goes down to defeat, and I think most people understand, even if they don't like it, that the Speaker was correct in what she's doing, because to her, clearly, the number one thing is getting rid of Trump.
And the president, presumably, and last night in North Carolina, will continue using this as ammunition, this failed item to consider articles of impeachment.
It is, of course, infuriating. He sees this as a victory. It's not. But he will put the spin on anything that happens to say that this is, good for him and bad for his political enemies. Of course, we all know that's nonsense. We all know that she's doing it for a reason. The president can be expected to carry this stuff on no matter what happens.
Now, also yesterday in the House of Representatives, the House has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt over the census dispute, the 2020 census. Your thoughts on that action?
Well, look, we all know why that citizenship question was being added, to give the Republicans an advantage. The President of the United States said it was all about redistricting. The Supreme Court of the United States says it's disgusting, but they say gerrymandering is perfectly legal. They've always said that. Felix Frankfurter, the great justice back in the day, said that it's the political thicket, and the Supreme Court can't get involved in it. Nevertheless, it makes me crazy because if you take a look at our so-called Republican democracy in this country, how democratic can it be that you allow the leaders to fix elections that only they can win? But anyway, they go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says you can't include that question about citizenship. And that leads us to the next problem, because these two guys, Barr and Ross, say basically it was not done for political reasons when the president himself said it was. So the House of Representatives says you're in contempt. Now, who's in charge? Well, it goes to the Justice Department to prosecute their contempt citation. And the Justice Department isn't going to do it because they're Trump's Justice Department. So now the House has to go back, presumably, to the courts to say, make the Justice Department prosecute these two guys.
And we'll see what happens there. WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, my friend.